Despite the weather, sport continues unabated. And of course, each Tuesday, we like to catch up with our armchair expert, Tom Fury, to find out who's happy, sad, red-eyed and looking towards the future. Tom, are you dry, mate?
Well, look, if I am, it's only because I sat in front of the telly. Anyone who got out and about over the weekend certainly got wet.
Definitely. So who is happy this morning?
Look, I'd go with the old school bear. The old school, those that really like to see sport, doesn't matter whether it's AFL, NRL or the A-League, in the wet. Good old wet games, you know?
I got to say, though, Tom, and I stand to be considered a dinosaur on this one, watching the rugby league over the weekend, I thought, well, that's not really wet weather football. Real wet weather football is in the middle of the SCG when it's just one entire mud heap, and 5 minutes into both halves, you can't distinguish one jersey from another. That's old-time wet weather football, my friend.
Yeah, I know. You get excited thinking, oh, good, it's going to be a mud, you know, mud fest.
Yep.
There was a complete lack of mud on the weekend.
Yep.
Even if they just had, like often was the case, particularly in suburban grounds, just one corner, which was just a quagmire. That would at least, you know, in the NRL, giving you the, oh, they're getting close to the mud.
Curse those greenskeepers and their abilities to have proper filtration.
They've ruined the sport, by, you know. They've ruined it.
Fortunately, there's still local rugby union and local rugby league for that. Anyway, who's sad today?
Oh, look, I'd go with Chad Townsend. He had a couple of easy conversions by today's standards. And that would have got his team at least a draw against the Raiders, but no, it's cost them.
Somewhere Chad Townsend's having an out-of-body experience at the possibility someone said that those were easy. I wouldn't want to have been in his shoes, but as a Canberra fan, I was pretty glad he was in his shoes.
Yeah, look, you know, that's what I mean by today's standards, because you just get so used to them converting, don't you?
Well, you know, sometimes you see him on the sideline. In fact, I think Latrell Mitchell against Manly on Saturday, he was putting him all over the place and doing it as casual as all get out, whereas Townsend looked like he was sweating. I don't think it was all, you know, rain that was on his face.
No. He was a bit nervous and it showed. It wasn't very smooth.
Who's red-eyed today?
Look, we have with the New South Wales Sheffield Shield team. It's amazing they're still playing Sheffield Shield cricket.
Yes.
I don't mean in terms of ever. But the fact that the season's still going and New South Wales all out for 32.
Tasmanians racked up 333 and in response, New South Wales all out for 32, which is a truly pitiful performance no matter what level of cricket you're talking about. And even more embarrassingly, Jackson Bird, the bowler that destroyed the New South Wales side with figures of 7 for 18, was originally from New South Wales.
Yeah, it reminded me of the good old days in primary school where you would suffer a loss like that.
Yes, week after week.
For 32 and everyone's waiting for the batsman to come back out, you know, so you can get one cricket pad off him. Old school there, old school.
And finally, who's looking towards the future?
Well, look, Foxtel have been still using the crowd noise that proved quite popular last year when there was no crowds allowed. So they found that the viewers, in fact, enjoy it, so they're using it more and more.
I tell you what, it is interesting when there's a bit of a crowd there because it, you know, it kind of gels with your brain. But I've been watching the Six Nations Rugby Union and their grounds are completely empty. There's nobody there and they still have the crowd noise. That's weird to watch.
Yes, it is. I can see how you're adding a little bit. But yeah, when there's nothing there, I didn't enjoy it at all.
Yeah. Are they doing it with the English soccer as well, with that coverage?
Yeah, they've gotten a lot better at it too. This is the thing, you know, they really do respond very quickly now to the action.
I wonder if there's a person whose job it is, they sit there with a dial and it's like, you know, I that was really good, I turn it up to 10, turn it back down a little. Turn. You reckon that'd be the gig?
I reckon there'd be a whole lot of buttons he's pressing that give him certain crowd levels, you know, immediately, you know, a big roar, smaller roar, you know, a long roar.
An ooh, and a boo, and and a yay. That'd be a fun job. It's also a fun job talking sport every Tuesday with Tom Fury. We look forward to it next week. Thanks, mate.
Catch you later, Bear.